Alistair Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers. After a 5-3 win against the Ridge Meadows Flames, this means that the Whalers, after a season-opening loss against the Surrey Knights on the road, they win their home opener. Now, Coach, I just wanted to start with the fact that you were down 3-1.
Yep.
And then Zach Sherwin makes a play out of nothing, comes over the blue line, snaps it past the Ridge Meadows goalie, and then gets the second one and onwards to a hat trick. What did you think of him not only wearing the A, but also being able to lead this team?
Well, I thought that's a great example of two things. One is leadership and maturity, and two is just a clear display of the skill level and that quick release that he probably, we've been on him about shooting the puck a little bit more. So we'll continue to push that. And as I said, I mean, those three goals are as nice as you're going to see from a quick release like that. So
now, Ty Angus, he at times did look a little shaky during the preseason, but came on strong, spread eagled during the second period, but also on the backhand.
Yeah.
Player almost outweighted him, but
yeah,
was able to steer it with his paddle just past the goal line.
Yeah. Through the whole process, one thing about Ty is his preparation, his maturity, and it's all business with him. And that's the kind of demeanor I love in a goalie, right? Because they don't get caught up in too much. They're on an even keel. And then tonight's performance, I mean, to push answer back in his first game in the league with the Whalers is pretty impressive.
Special teams was the defining factor in this team. The Whalers, at least at my count, killed off 2 5-on-3s. What did you think of the penalty kill? More importantly, the fact that you guys were able to put together 2 goals on the power play and 1 shorthanded.
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to the PK, I think we haven't really worked on it a lot yet, because as we kind of, you work through your personnel and you try to figure out who's going to fit, and with guys moving and coming and going, we haven't probably worked on it enough. So I'm pretty proud, because I think what, you know, as we got the game went on in the 5-on-3, we had time to make some adjustments and coach. But prior to that, in the first 5-on-3, I mean, we competed hard and they found ways to, I mean, the one goal was a real nice goal. So, but I'm still pretty proud of our ability to compete with limited minutes working on PK in practice. Mm-hmm.
The one point I noticed, especially later in the third, when you guys were killing off the 5-minute major, was that Margetson was manhandled in the corner by 2 Flames, but was able to get it out to Sherwin, who went down, but also was able to clear it just out past the blue line.
Yeah, I mean, again, those guys are leaders. They're 20-year-olds. They should be executing. They know our system's a lot better than maybe some of the new guys. So that's what, you know, put a lot of pressure on them, but I mean, that's what we expect. That's the expectation from guys who have played in our program for 3 years.